ready to go any direction to get you going. Call 417-934-6594. Man, I gotta stop talking to myself and locking my keys in the car.
36-24, Liberty leads St. James at the half. And with me is senior Licking Lady Wildcat, Carly Holland. And Carly, congratulations.
Thank you.
It was, you know, you got your rolling. And, you know, the Saturday, you guys took on Dixon. You had 31 points in the first half. You were like, I mean, you were just feeling it, huh?
Yeah.
Finished with 34. And then tonight, you took on the Able Lady Bears. Now, I thought it was interesting because that first quarter, you know, you guys want to play a little quicker. You want to get up and down a little bit. But yet, you know, would you all just kind of test in the water, or did Ava do a good job at slowing the pace of the game down?
I think they just did a really good job at slowing the pace down.
And then you guys picked it up and, you know, kind of got going. You finished with 28 points, leading all scores. And, again, these are unofficial. But it's close, right?
I guess.
So, what do you think of this game here? You know, Licking and St. James. You guys played St. James and beat them, right?
Yeah.
So, kind of a little surprising.
Yeah, it actually is, because I think St. James beat Mountain View earlier.
Earlier in the year, yeah, at St. James, and Liberty is without, you know, one of their starters, Abby Woolsey. She tore her ACL, and you know, but a good game, and there's a lot of time left. You know, so now you have committed to continue to play basketball. Tell the folks where you're going to be playing next year.
I'm going to be playing at Three Rivers in Poplar Bluff.
Pretty excited about that?
I'm very excited.
I mean, somewhat close to home, right?
Yeah.
So family can go watch you play, and so that'll be fun. What do you think of the new facility?
I love it. It's really nice.
I've been telling people, look, if you've not, you know, seen it, you need to go down, watch Three Rivers play, because that is really a nice setup.
It really is.
You got your own fan club
yeah.
now. So, what's the game plan now? What do you guys, you know, watch the rest of this game, and then tomorrow break down game film, get a plan together?
Yeah, that's the plan.
You guys didn't play Liberty this year, right?
No.
So, now, this, you know, you played Stratford this year. That was a really tight game.
Yeah.
What was it that the final, what was it that determined the outcome, you think?
I think that we were really nervous because it was Stratford, and our younger girls were just scared of them.
Well, you know, we followed you guys. We followed Licking every year, but last year we went all the way to Springfield, the Final Four. Tell the folks what that experience was like and what you think you have learned from that experience that's carried over to this year.
I think our whole team is more experienced from that going up there. It was really tough, and I think it made us tougher in the end.
Well, that may be about as tough of gauntlet of, you know, Class 3 girls teams that's been at the Final Four in a long, long time. I mean, you know, of course you had Stratford that they just didn't ever lose. And but they had their hands full in that championship game. But, I mean, the talent level, the play of the game is, like, way up there from, you know, from where it is everywhere else, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah, it's extremely high.
So Friday night, you guys are just waiting to see whether it'll be Liberty or St. James. Do you have a preference?
I don't know. Not really. Either one.
Don't matter, does
yeah.
it? Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Whoever it is. So, you know, you've got some Dora Falcons here watching.
I do.
Yeah. And they were here watching you as well. So it would be nice for Ozark Radio Sports, again, to follow Licking and follow the Dora Falcons. Maybe possibly the Eminence Lady Red Wings, but they got to play South Iron,
mm-hmm.
which that'll be a handful in class.
One,
I believe. But anywho, everybody, senior Carly Hawks, congratulations going to Three Rivers. a Red Raider is not a bad thing to do. Okay? I'm telling you. All right, hey, we got the second half coming in 2 minutes on the clock.